Good morning. Welcome to Village Baptist Church. My name is Joel Smith. I'm one of the deacons here at Village, and I'm honored to be the deacon of the month for the month of December. Before we get into the announcements, we're going to have a moment of greeting, of passing of the peace, as we call it. Say hello to your neighbor. Greet one another with a handshake or a hug or a fist bump or whatever you want to do. And when you hear the song start, hustle back to your seats. Announcements today. This is going to be a busy week. Before I get into the upcoming events, just a quick reminder that the Angel Tree gifts are due today. So if you have gifts to bring or gift cards or whatever, please try to get them here today so the Missions Commission can deal with everything and meet the schedule that they have. Monday night, a deacon's meeting will be held on Zoom at 7 o'clock. Missions Commission on Tuesday at 7. I believe that's on Zoom as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Church Council on Thursday at 7. Like I said, it's a busy week. A reminder that next Sunday is the Carol Sing. Now, this has become an annual event here at Village, and it's a lot of fun. I encourage everybody who can to try to attend. If you come, please bring a plate of cookies to share. There will be drinks, probably some hot cider, and we spend probably a good hour singing, and we sing carols and Christmas songs, and it's just a lot of fun. The children will be singing on Christmas Eve again this year. Please contact Denise if you have a child that you want to participate in that. That's Denise Miles. And she has information regarding what they're going to be singing and everything related to that. Another reminder, the Christmas Eve candlelight service will be at 7 o'clock. Please come. It's fantastic, and you will definitely enjoy it. There'll be a watch night service on December 31st, New Year's Eve. In past years, that's been at 11 o'clock. This year, it will be 8 o'clock. So please mark that on your calendars. And I guess there's a pastor search committee update from Renee Deering.
The altar looks absolutely fabulous with all these flowers. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. How are you? Good. So I am the co-chair on the Pastor Search Committee. And as we promised you some time ago, we would provide you regular updates. So I'm doing the update for December. And you should expect these roughly around the second Sunday in the month. Many of you participated in the town hall that we had last month. We really appreciate your input, your feedback, and hopefully the information you got that time was informative as to what we were doing and how we were progressing so far. Since then, we have taken that input from that meeting and updated our pastor's description, the position description. We also revised the actual application a little bit based on that feedback. And now we're in earnest putting out the announcement, the vacancy announcement, to various websites that we're affiliated with, places that we think we may be able to reach appropriate candidates. So our deadline to, we had a list that we were given, but we've been working from, I think Trish and some of the other people that we advised with gave us some possible websites. So we have been working all of that last week. We should have finished this work by, I think, tomorrow or Tuesday. So the announcement is getting out, the vacancy announcement is getting out. Roughly around the February, we'll see how well we're doing with, you know, receiving responses. And if, you know, if there are none, we may have to look at what we've put out and revise it or, you know, do some further considerations on what's actually stated there. I will say that the position is open until filled, so there's no deadline set as part of the application process. So feel free to ask any of us that are on the committee. Casey's the chair, I'm the co-chair. We've got Darian, Ryan Hedgepath, Judy Woodall, and I'm gonna forget some names, Julia. Dave Thomas, Thompson. So feel free to stop and ask any of us how it's going. We'll give you the information that we can provide you. So, all right, and thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you, Renee. And thanks to everybody who's on the Pastor Search Committee. I know it's quite a time commitment, and really appreciate it. All right. Any other announcements? Okay. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
voice cries out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Every valley will be lifted up, every mountain will be leveled."
We long for you, God, because you first turned toward us.
We light the candle of peace, preparing our hearts and lives for God's advent.
A voice cries out in the wilderness, "Comfort my people, prepare the way of the Lord."
It's so good to see you on the second Sunday of Advent. We've brought light to the room as we lighted the second candle, a candle of peace. I want to express my thanks for all those who have made the sanctuary look so beautiful this morning. I don't know who they all are, but you ought to express your thanks to them this morning. They have added immeasurably to our worship. We're going to have a, well, it's really coming down, isn't it? I'm going to build an ark. We're going to have a time of sharing our blessings and concerns. I sound like a broken record, but each week, for reasons of privacy, those who will be watching on Zoom will have their sound muted. But we will bring all of you back when the prayer begins. Well, with confidence in God's renewing grace and strength, let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, comfort, comfort your people. Come and bring comfort to those whose bodies need healing, to others who mourn the loss of a loved one. Come and liberate those whose addictions warp their potential. Come and bring comfort to those who agonize over broken relationships. Come and surprise with blessing those whose days are filled with sameness, looking at the same four walls every day. God, touch and heal those who have broken hearts and broken spirits, and let your presence minister to their every need. We pray for peace in Ukraine and in the Middle East, that one day those who are fighting today will find peace with justice. We pray for the reconciliation of all peoples and all nations, for the day when all your people will echo back the angel's song of peace. We pray for that day when all people shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace, a day when the mountains and hills will break forth into singing, when all the trees will clap their hands. But until that day comes, strengthen us to be instruments of your peace in what we say and in what we do as we journey through this Advent season, and share your peace with all. Hear the prayer of every heart this morning, spoken or unspoken. And grant to us all the courage to live as we have prayed. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we ask it. Amen.
For the children's story. Hey, buddy. That's all right. The energy is great. All right. Let's see. Somebody's having a birthday. Really? Great, I hope you have a good time. Happy birthday. So, for the last two Sundays, We've been seeing a special activity take place. Have you paid attention to that, something that we've added to the service? You haven't noticed? No? Okay. Ruby, you? Have you noticed anything special taking place? Do you want to share what you've observed? Ah, Ruby noticed lighting the candles. See that over there? Yeah. That is an Advent wreath. And we are celebrating, we're getting ready for what? Let me ask that. Christmas. And what's special about Christmas? Great, that's really important, yes. Did you want to share what's a special? That's okay, you can say it still. Family. Yeah, that's true. Santa Claus, okay. So, but why, where did that really come from? Why are we, there you go, Jesus. So we are preparing for the coming of Jesus, who's supposed to be born. What day do we celebrate that on? Perfect, December 25th. Oh yeah, I have a lot of family coming for that too. So, but let me add this. So these four, we got four Sundays before Christmas. And each Sunday we're gonna celebrate something special. Last week it was hope. So when you think of hope, what do you think about? Any idea? Hope. You believe what? I wish I'd have to repeat, but you hit it. You said you believe it's going to work, but you have to have faith it's going to work. It's like believing, because you're a bowler, right? I believe I'm going to get that strike, right? I feel it. So I hope when I roll this ball, I'm going to get that strike. So the first one is, that's the first Sunday we celebrated. Hope. You can hold on to that. The next one we're about to celebrate, today we celebrated, did anybody pay attention? Peace. When you think of peace, what do you think about?
Peace.
I'm going to let Ruby take this one, but that's a good point. Peace in the world, right. Jesus loves peace, yes. And you said peace in the world. Because we've got a war going on, right? We have wars going on. So that is the opposite of peace. So one thing Christ wants us to have is peace amongst ourselves. So Ruby, I'm going to let you have the second Sunday, peace. Now next Sunday is going to be joy. Works out great that there are four of you up here. Joy, that's going to be, that's right, you're really happy. And we get, that's the Sunday before, the third Sunday. So you're getting closer to the birth of Jesus. So it's like when you get ready to celebrate a birthday, like, oh, my birthday's coming up, my birthday's coming up, I can't wait. You start getting really, really happy, right? Oh, yeah, you're really joyful on your actual birthday. So the third Sunday, next Sunday, we'll be looking at joy because we're getting even closer to Christ's birth. So I'm going to let you have joy. And you, my birthday man, you get the last Sunday. Because what does the birthday boy deserve more than love? There you go. And when you think of love, what do you think about? So something about Owen said at nighttime, something, I didn't quite catch all of that. Okay. But your parents probably tell you, I love you, Kyle. And Owen may even say, I love you, Kyle. And, you know, I say to my children, I love them. And love, make sure I have this, love is what Christ is going to bring to the world so that we all learn to love each other. So I'll let you have that one. So there you have the four themes for each Sunday of Advent. And Advent is looking forward to the birth of Christ. So what do we, Jordan, what do we have? What are you? Hope. Ruby. Peace.
Joy.
Love. Amen. So boys and girls, the next Sunday I want you to pay attention to who walks up here. Mr. James and Ms. Pam, they lit the candle today for peace. There's going to be someone special next Sunday.
Joy.
So, and you'll be looking out for that, right, if you're here next Sunday? Well, two are lit because we've only done two Sundays. We've done hope, we've done peace. So we're next Sunday, there'll be three candles lit, and that'll be joy. And then the next Sunday, there'll be a fourth candle lit, love. So be on the lookout for that as part of the service next Sunday and the following Sunday. And then we can see, they may be singing Joy to the World. I want to hear your voice, okay? What about the fat one? Good question. That one is Christmas. Jordan knows the answer. That one commemorates Christmas, the actual birth. It's actually lit either on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. But that's like a birthday candle.
Or Christmas morning.
Or Christmas morning, yes. Okay. But we're going to light that candle because we're celebrating that Jesus is born. So it's like a birthday candle. So yeah, that's what that fat one in the middle is all about. Okay? So let's say a prayer. Thank you very much. Heavenly Father, as we enter the season expecting the coming birth of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, may we keep all these virtues in mind, hope, peace, joy, love, and that we honor what you want us to do with these. Watch over these children as they go into the week. And thank you, dear Lord, for their attention. Amen. All right, guess you listen to the children, the special music, and then head off.
This is a slightly different version of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come all ye faithful. Oh, come, come, all ye faithful. Oh, come, all ye faithful. Oh, come, all ye faithful.
Joyful and triumphant.
Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him. Born the King of Angels, oh come, let us adore him.
Oh come, let us adore him.
Oh come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Gloria in excelsis, in excelsis. Oh, come let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him. come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be a glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord.
Christ the Lord.
Christ the
Scripture reading is from the prophet Isaiah, book Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Let's pray together. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. It's been said that some words sound like what they mean, and comfort, I think, is one of those words. By the way, are you comfortable this morning? Is there anything I can get you? We often speak of comfort foods, foods that kind of soothe us when the stresses of life get overwhelming. We speak of comfort zones. There's an old joke where a guy says, I was told to get out of my comfort zone, so I started driving on the wrong side of the road. Now I'm uncomfortable, and so is everyone else. But the times in which we live are not very comforting, are they? A lot of times it feels like we're driving on the wrong side of the road. We're involved to one degree or another in two major conflicts. Lives are being lost needlessly, 17,000 to date. People still go to bed hungry. The divisions in our nation have reached almost toxic levels. Anti-Semitism has reared its ugly head. And reading about those held captive by the sex trafficking industry, how tragic that is. So many live without even the basic necessities of life. Our planet is being degraded. As I mentioned last week, we human beings have an amazing capacity to make bigger messes than we can clean up. We've all needed comfort at one time or another. We all need comfort when life is hard because of an illness or a loss or even sometimes a careless word or thoughtless action, things that make us feel anxious, fearful. Commentator Paul Lundberg writes these words, "Our God is a comforting God, bigger than we, bigger than life, yet knowing our names, our needs, our pains, and offering love to us." And Isaiah tells us that God wants to comfort and heal his people. My experience in ministry over 35 years has taught me that God truly is a comforting God, but that comfort most often comes through people, people like you and like me. It's been true of every church I've ever been a part of. Something happens in someone's life, maybe an extended illness, prolonged recovery period, loss of a loved one. Some tragedy throws our lives out of whack, and who is it that shows up? Caring, concerned, beloved community, with hugs and prayers and tears and casseroles, phone calls and emails and texts and all sorts of other reminders that whatever we face, we do not face it alone. I know their presence doesn't necessarily make all of our problems and issues melt away, but we often feel strangely comforted, don't we? God's comfort so often, maybe I would say most often, comes through people, or as I like to say, it's the care that cures. I experienced an organ transplant in 2007, going on 17 years. My wife gave me a kidney. Pretty good gift, huh? Everything went very smoothly. And I remember being so very confident entering into that surgery. Everything went fine, though. But a few months later, I experienced a rejection of the kidney. Not good news. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I didn't see it coming. I was really sick. And I was, I guess, as low can go. It was about that time that a man, let's call him John, because it was his name. John was an ornery curmudgeon in my church. And I want to be Christian about this, but he was my cross to bear. You know, one of those people they warned us about in seminary, an EGR, extra grace required. Well, that was John. But at one of my lowest points, John called on the phone. He's in his 90s. He called me to encourage me, to reassure me, and to pray with me. And I was comforted even through that old, ornery curmudgeon. Comfort comes so often when others bring it to us. Now, it's interesting to me, at least to me, that if we were to read the New Testament lesson today from Mark's Gospel, which would be worth doing, both the prophet Isaiah and John the Baptist proclaimed the same message to hopeless and comfortless people. Isaiah spoke to Israel suffering under Babylon's heavy hand. John spoke centuries later to Israel suffering under Roman oppression. But the message was much the same. In both cases, the people of Israel would find their comfort and their hope and their peace, not, as the psalmist said, in chariots and horses, military might, but rather through the one who would come to them in their wilderness places, one who would be with them and for them in their days of weakness and suffering, make straight in the desert a highway for our God, who is coming to you, promised the prophet. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill be made low. I had a seminary professor who called that the first interstate highway system. But the glory of the Lord will be revealed. He will tend his flock like a shepherd, gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them close to his heart and gently lead those who are with young. How comforting, how reassuring those words must have felt to the people then. These were words of hope in a hopeless situation. And these were words that were incarnational. Someone is coming to you. Now, fast forward several centuries. And what do we find but the story of a ragtag group of shepherds who heard a similar promise? Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, a deliverer, one who comes to you to comfort. God sent a person named Jesus who was heard to say, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God coming to us. Heaven and earth meet. For tired and worn exiles, and for us in whatever wilderness that we are traveling through. Those are words of comfort. Those are words of even joy, comfort and joy. This is the promise. There will be highways in the desert, places in our lives when God will come to be with us, to comfort us, and one day deliver us. And God almost always does that incarnationally. A baby born in a manger, people like you and like me. But if God comes to us on our desert highways with his incarnational love, then you and I are called not only to receive it when we need it, but to share it when others need it. The shepherd who carries us in his arms and close to his heart is through us also here for others. Notice what Isaiah said, here is your God. Here in your suffering and pain, here in your brokenness and hopelessness, your God is here. God shows that in so many ways. One brief story and I'll be through. I served a church in upstate New York in the foothills of the Adirondacks. It was a beautiful, beautiful place. And I miss everything about it, as the old joke goes, except January, February, and March. It was so cold. But one Advent season, we pulled together a group of people to go Christmas caroling at a local nursing home. You're probably thinking, oh, how quaint. And we went in and we started singing up and down the hallways, and a woman who was visiting her husband heard us singing. And she came out of their room and asked us if we would go in and sing to her husband. He was in his last hours. Well, we squeezed as many people into that small space as we could, and we sang Silent Night, Holy Night, Sleep, Sleep. In heavenly peace. And I had a prayer. The husband passed just a few minutes later. It was one of those poignant moments in your life, in your ministry, that you never really forget. But I believed then, I believe now, that God used us, as poorly as we sang, as instruments of comfort and love to that husband and to his family through that beloved Christmas carol. I imagine that you have stories that you can tell about God's comfort coming to you, or how you extend God's comfort in a time of need to someone else. And I'd love to hear them. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. God comes to us in our pain with comfort, usually through people. God comes to the suffering and pain and brokenness of this world. God longs to comfort others through people like you and me. We are blessed to be a blessing. Through us, God comforts children at Overland Gardens. God comforts those who are hospitalized or who are in nursing facilities, those who are bereaved through people like us. God is here. The one we wait for is in this place through the Word, through this Village Baptist Church, through His Spirit, the Paraclete, our Comforter, who comes alongside to encourage and comfort. God is here, and I can't speak for everyone here today, but I, for one, find that comforting. Will you pray with me? Loving God, who comes to us through the birth of your Son, who comes to us to love us unconditionally, who comes to strengthen and heal and encourage, we thank you. And we pray that as we have so often been comforted, you will then use us as channels of your healing and love, as instruments of your comfort and hope. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Please stand and join me as we sing Christians All, Your Lord is Coming.
Thank you.
Now may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ go with you on your journey, wherever he may take you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you in the storm, and one day may he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into these doors. Amen.